Gary, didn't have the end of season weather, but the match did have a bit of an end of season feel today, didn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't. Obviously, it wasn't the performance that we wanted in our last home game. I think the least said about the game, the better. It wasn't because of the attitude or the effort or the intention to do that. I just think it just became a very scrappy game and no fluid to it, and you know, gave the ball away too cheaply. Today was our problem was with the ball today. We were poor with it, and that was the biggest part of it. But if I'm honest, the overall, you know, you can't deflect away from the overall. We wanted to try and get a win at home. We didn't do that, but I think the main part was really just to thank our fans and all their support. They've been, you know, they came up in their numbers again today. They've done it all season long. So overall, these lads have done exceptionally well this season, and I don't think we can forget that, and I don't think anyone does. So it was just good to, at the end, to be able to, you know, walk around and give our thanks to the fans who've been huge for us this season.
We can take a positive from the guy with the captain's armband in that Lucas has kind of earned that the way he's led from the front all season. And 14 goals, it is his best season, fitting that he should get one on the final home game.
Yeah, definitely, and a great start to the game. And we just, from that point, can maintain it. But of course, you know, it's all part of the, you have to look at the bigger picture. That's the key. The key is to look at the bigger picture and what these lads have given this season and what they've tried to do, especially here at home at St Andrews, and turn this into a more positive place to play. And then obviously away the numbers that have been travelling. So I think the bigger picture is very healthy from what the lads have done this season, and all credit to them. Very proud of this team and these players working. As I said to them before this game, very proud of working with these boys this season. They've given everything, absolutely every single ounce, and you can't ask for much more than that.
Just about the first person I saw to talk to at the ground today was Michael Morrison, who had a protective boot on his left leg. I presume that's probably him done for next week as well. So he's had another incredible season of leadership and again, like Harley Dean, running through brick walls for you.
Yeah, and look, that probably didn't help in terms of Harley and Morrow injured. Yeah, they will miss the rest of the season. A couple of lads, other lads aren't fully fit and you know, knocks and bruises and stuff like that maybe didn't help the fluid, you know, of the team. But that's what we've been, you know, we've pushed these lads to the limit physically. They've given everything that they got, and that's all you can ask for, isn't it? That's something of a mentality and a standard that we set this season, was to physically push ourselves and push these players to their maximums. And unfortunately, a few of them, they've got, lucky enough, it's happened when we've got across that line. You know, if it had happened, you can see it's another factor of just how delicate the squad's been all season long, that we've managed to keep them fit and available for the majority of it. And it's only actually, it is coincidence, it wasn't designed. It's only since we've crossed that line against Rotherham where actually the bodies of some of them have broken down. And but that's just down to the sheer fact of how much effort and commitment they're giving to us. But it does show you how delicate the group is. You know, if that had happened earlier in the season, it could have had serious implications to it. So thankfully, it hasn't happened till now. So, but very proud of these players. That's all I can really say about it.